Why do the liberals and Joe Biden want our guns? Because it will make it easier for them to infringe on all of our other rights.
Oh, like our right to freedom of speech, freedom of protest, freedom to assemble, freedom to record officers doing their job, and the freedom to lawfully carry a gun. Do you guys ever get the feeling that this entire administration is full of sick individuals who not only wouldn't care if you or I were gunned down in the street, but would likely take glee from running defense for those agents on TV afterwards? We have seen this happen twice in 2026 thus far, and we are only 25 days into the year. In the case of both Renee Nicole Good and Alex Pretty, we have seen administration officials in the minutes following, literally 15 minutes following the shooting, go out on social media and say the victim was a domestic terrorist or an assassin. Well, people like Kristi Noem and even Scott Bessent, the Treasury Secretary, for some reason, are on TV this Sunday morning doubling down on their sick lies about Alex Pretty less than 24 hours after he was executed in the streets of Minneapolis. Now, I want you to notice the common theme in all of the clips that I'm going to show you throughout this video. The administration officials are now justifying the execution of Alex Pretty on the basis that he had a gun on him. He had a weapon on his body. He had a concealed carry permit. He was lawfully carrying a gun. Now, people like Scott Bessent and Kristi Noem and Tom Homan, they're all arguing that because he had a weapon on him, this was justified. Take a look at this clip that is going viral.
Before you go, I know this is not your lane, but I got to ask you about what's happened in Minneapolis. As a member of the Trump cabinet, are you concerned to see another American citizen ends up dead, shot by federal law enforcement?
Jonathan, it's a tragedy when anyone dies, but I can tell you the situation on the ground there is being stirred up by Governor Waltz. I was out there 2 weeks ago. Governor Waltz declined to provide a security detail for me to go into the Minnesota Capitol with the state police. And again, I am sorry that this gentleman is dead, but he did bring a 9mm semi-automatic weapon with two cartridges to what was supposed to be a peaceful protest. I think that there are a lot of paid agitators who are ginning things up, and the governor has not done a good job of tamping this down.
Yeah. I mean, as you know, he was an ICU nurse, worked for the Veterans Administration, and there's no evidence that he brandished the gun whatsoever. In fact, he brought a gun.
Have you ever gone to a protest, Jonathan?
I mean, we do have a Second Amendment in this country that...
Jonathan, have you ever gone to a protest?
I mean...
Have you gone to a protest?
I mean, I've as a reporter covering it...
I've been to a protest. Yeah. Guess what? I didn't bring a gun. I brought a billboard.
Okay.
Look at his smug ass face. He totally thought he did something cool with that statement right there. What a dumb statement. This is the United States of America. We have rights that aren't afforded to other countries like Russia or China. I personally enjoy my ability to speak my mind freely without being locked in jail or sued or even executed on the streets. We are now losing that ability because we are seeing people being sued by this administration, locked up or executed in the street. I enjoy the fact that Americans have the ability to carry a concealed weapon if they want to, like Alex Pretty was lawfully in the state of Minnesota, yet in Scott Bessent's mind, carrying a concealed weapon was enough of a pretext to assassinate, to execute Alex Pretty in the streets. Governor Newsom points out, the Trump administration does not believe in the Second Amendment. Good to know. But it gets so much worse from there. Kristi Noem then goes on Fox News and uses the same line of logic that because he had a gun, this was justified. Say it with me. The Trump administration does not want you to have your Second Amendment right. Take a listen.
What is the line? Where does it go from peaceful protest, I have a First Amendment right to do that, to I'm going to get arrested protesting, to I'm going to get shot to death?
We have clearly from the very beginning followed the exact same process and protocols that have been implemented this entire administration and that the previous administration followed and has gone on in law enforcement interactions for years. It is, you cannot impede a law enforcement investigation and operation. When an officer tells you to back off and gives you orders, you should comply and explain. You shouldn't show up with weapons that then no ID and no indication of how they're going to be used. And that aggressive interaction, laying hands on law enforcement officers, clearly is a crime, and it is something that should not be acceptable.
Governor Gavin Newsom then promptly followed up on this video with the same exact thing he said in the prior video I showed you. He said, the Trump admin does not believe in the Second Amendment. Good to know. What's really happening here is they will endlessly justify the murder of any U.S. citizen or any non-citizen as long as it was done by their guys. If you or I, if either of us were murdered in the street, they would go on TV the next day and start to say that there was some sort of pretext, that Adam Mockler took an edible the week before. Adam Mockler had a stash of weed in the back seat of his van or whatever. I don't even own a van. None of this is true. I'm just saying they would come up with some sort of pretext to endlessly justify it. In this case, they're just saying it's because he had a gun legally on his person. Here's Kristi Noem trying to further lie.
Individuals is don't go impede law enforcement operations. That's not legal. You're breaking the law when you do that. It's also breaking the law to concealed carry in Minnesota without an ID on you.
As somebody points out on Twitter, failure to carry your identification and conceal permit in Minnesota is a petty misdemeanor punishable by up to $25 in fines. Or, according to the Trump administration, it's punishable by death. Say it with me one more time. The Trump admin does not believe in the Second Amendment. Good to know. Here is Kristi Noem at an NRA conference only a year or two back.
Why do the liberals and Joe Biden want our guns? Because it will make it easier for them to infringe on all of our other rights.
Oh, like our right to freedom of speech, freedom of protest, freedom to assemble, freedom to record officers doing their job, and the freedom to lawfully carry a gun. Are those the freedoms that will be impeded by masked federal agents? The masked federal agents that you make up in your mind under the Obama and Biden admin, but that actually exist under Trump? I mean, these people for years said that Obama had a plan to take away everybody's guns. If you remember this, you must remember this. I was in elementary school at the time, and I remember people freaking out. The conservatives in Indiana in my grade were like, yeah, my parents say Obama's going to take the guns away. Never happened. Agents never came to gun people down because they had guns. Now they are under the Trump regime. As Maine points out, recording Customs and Border Patrol or ICE agents intending to an injured stranger is not a crime. ICE / Customs and Border Patrol, in this case, it was Border Patrol agents, escalated, disarmed, and executed. Those are the facts. Kristi Noem must go. I want to end this off by pointing to President Barack Obama's statement. President Barack Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama made a really great statement. They said the killing of Alex Pretty is a heartbreaking tragedy. It should also be a wake-up call to every American, regardless of party, that many of our core values as a nation are increasingly under assault. Federal law enforcement and immigration agents have a tough job, but Americans expect them to carry out their duties in a lawful, accountable way and work with, rather than against, state and local officials. For weeks now, people across the country have been rightly outraged by the spectacle of masked ICE recruits and other federal agents acting with impunity and engaging in tactics that seem designed to intimidate, harass, provoke, and endanger the residents of a major American city. Obama points out that these are embarrassing, lawless, and cruel actions which have now resulted in the fatal shooting of two U.S. citizens, and rather than trying to impose some semblance of discipline and accountability over the agents, the president and the current administration officials have been eager to escalate the situation while offering public explanations for the shootings that aren't informed by any serious investigation. He says, this has to stop. It's nice to see real leadership. Like, imagine how offended President Obama is that he was criticized for years for wearing the wrong color suit or eating the wrong type of mustard or all of this. He was criticized for years because of this, and now Trump is able to act like an effing idiot all of the time, and he gets half of the criticism. It's absurd. I'm going to leave it there. I love you all. Rest in peace to Renee Nicole Good and Alex Pretty. Peace out.